runs, and he's handled them beautifully. Gets a full field tonight, though. But he does get the inside draw, which is a huge plus for him. He's been a greyhound that can win from anywhere, but he does excel when he finds the rail. They're set to go. Favourites in red. Off and racing. Aiton's Warrior was away okay. Good speed out from the middle. Scott Gnarly coming over hard. Valenzuela. So it's Valenzuela who's going to take the lead from Scott Gnarly. And Aiton's Warrior is getting a nice inside run. And he drives to second as the stayer. And he's very close now. Moving to fourth, Lakeview Sneaky. And there followed Neo De Villa. And then Mr. Rico. Port Toronto's back at the end with Brooklyn Girl. A race in two. Valenzuela, if he leaves the rail, which he does, Aiton's Warrior will take that run. And now he draws away to make at three on the bounce. Satan's Warrior too good by a length and a quarter. Wears down Valenzuela. Third in Lakeview Sneaky, and close up then Neo De Villa. A break of four to Port Toronto, Scott Gnarly, Mr. Rico and Brooklyn Girl back at the end. He's a winning machine. 29.81 the time. Well, Valenzuela, he's no easy beat to get past from the lead. If he held the rail, he would have made a race of it, but as soon as he started to drift off under pressure, it was just as if Aiton's Warrior could laugh to himself. He had plenty of space.